The government of Zimbabwe has placed restrictions on international reporters for years. Longtime leader Robert Mugabe accused the media of being biased against him. The BBC, which co-produces this program, hasn't been able to operate freely inside Zimbabwe for 8 years. But last night, the ban was lifted. It's the latest sign of change under a power-sharing government formed 5 months ago by Mugabe and the opposition. The BBC's Andrew Harding arrived in the capital, Harare, and found many changes.
Morning assembly at a rundown state school in Harare. The headmaster, still nervous about giving his name to a reporter, describes how bad things got here during Zimbabwe's economic collapse.
Teachers naturally failed to attend to their duties because there was no food for their children. So it took time for the children to realize that the situation has changed. It took some time for them to realize things were coming back to normal.
And things are slowly becoming almost normal here. The school children back in their classes.
I feel so happy. We came to school because we want to learn so that we can have a good future.
The best thing is that we are now learning and to improve our education.
You know what? Education is the key to success. So we are happy that we can build our future.
On the streets outside, the same sense of cautious optimism. Now that we're no longer working undercover here, I'm quickly surrounded by an enthusiastic crowd.
Welcome to Mbare, Zimbabwe. Welcome, BBC.
BBC, yes.
Nice to be here.
It's good to be here.
Free Zimbabwe.
Another sign of change. I'm invited to President Mugabe's stronghold.
Thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, how are you?
Very good. Very good.
Good, good. Well, welcome to my party headquarters.
Thank you.
Then you can talk to me.
His right-hand man, John Nkomo, insisting that he's committed to sharing power in Zimbabwe's unity government.
Not only am I very close to President Mugabe, I've come a long way with President Mugabe. And there's one thing that I respect him for. It is that he's a principled man. Once he agrees on a format, or agrees on a program, he wants that program implemented. And so his commitment is unquestionable.
A few streets away, Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai is also sounding positive.
Welcome to Zimbabwe without having to sneak in the country like a tourist or other guises.
Behind the scenes, there's still a power struggle going on in the unity government, but the Prime Minister is a man on a mission.
The hardliners have come to accept that change is irreversible. And the fact that the political leaders have come out openly saying we want this to succeed in itself is a vote of confidence.
Zimbabwe's Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai ending that report from the BBC's Andrew Harding in Harare.